All right, coming up today at 11:20, you'll hear what an NBA insider says. It could cost the Pistons to get one of the players that fans covet. Kind of interesting. So that'll be today at 11:20, and then you can judge, is it worth the price? In the meantime, you asked a question before the break. What did I think of Wemby and the majority of the Spurs just walking straight to the locker room? I don't think there's any other way to put it than it's poor sportsmanship.
Yeah.
However, I don't particularly care. And the reason I don't particularly care is because I actually think in a league that has gotten less interesting, it makes it more interesting. If it leads to bad blood between two teams that I don't care about, the Spurs and the Knicks, fine. There are other ways you can congratulate. You can congratulate people on winning a championship. In the biggest moment of despair that you will have as a professional athlete, when your dreams are taken away from you, I think it's a very difficult thing to go and congratulate the people that just took it from you. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm saying it's incredibly difficult.
Look, I'm not suggesting they have a line like they do in hockey, because I think that's one of the coolest things in sports. But I don't know. Maybe I'm getting softer in my older age. But, you know, just, you know, one minute I go over, go dap the, you know, Brunson, just, you know, and then leave, you know, those type of things.
I don't know. It is poor sportsmanship.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. But if it means, like, I like the league more when the teams seem to hate each other.
Yeah.
And now it seems like everybody's buddy-buddy. And so if this leads to some more drama, like legitimate, not manufactured drama, if the Spurs were so bitter about the way the Knicks played them in that series and forced them to walk off the floor and they didn't want to dap them up, I mean, it could be the beginning of a real rivalry.
Well, they shouldn't be pissed at the Knicks. They should be pissed at themselves.
Of course they should be pissed at themselves.
I don't think there's any animus between them and the Knicks players. There was no really dirty stuff going on. If you want to say anybody was dirty in the series, it was Wemby.
Yeah, but, and it might be, again, another sign of their youth showing.
Yes.
I don't think it's an unforgivable sin, but no. I also don't, I'm not that worked up about it. And I think way too much was made of it when the Pistons did it, and the Pistons weren't the first team to do it.
Right. Actually, they weren't. You know who did it before them?
Well, the Celtics, right?
Yes, against the Pistons.
Yeah.
The old heads always clamor for, oh, these guys are too friendly now. They text each other, hang out with each other. There's no real rivalries. And then a team walks off without dapping up the other team. Now we get upset?
Yeah. Well, it's more old school than it is new school. That's for
right?
sure.
Yeah, it's true. But I just thought, I don't know, the way things are right now, I thought it would have been, you know, somewhat classy. Just, to, hey, way to go. You kicked
Well, it's ass. Classier. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with right. that.
I'm not going to get on a mountaintop and scream till.
Well, neither of us are.
Home, but
neither of us are.
It was a bad look for him,
and
especially
for
Wemby.
If we were doing the show in New York or San Antonio, I'd be saying the same thing. I'd be like, "All right, yeah, maybe it is poor sportsmanship, but I'll tell you what, it also could be the foundation of what could be a fun rivalry to watch moving forward."
Now we know, like John, if he was playing, he would have gone right to the locker room too, pretty much. I think Jansen, but. In the NFL, you see a lot of these guys after the Super Bowl, they, you know, whether it's a hug or it's a nice game, and then they go off and let the other team celebrate. Baseball is the one sport in the major leagues where they do nothing.
Well, they sit in the dugout and watch them celebrate, right? To make the, like, to have the pain set
yeah,
in.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Some guys do,
exactly.
Not everybody, but a couple
right.
of guys will sit there. And
they don't do the lines like they do in, like, you know, travel baseball or whatever, you know?
Why is it different with every sport?
I don't know.
Isn't it the same in the end? You lost to a team that you tried to, you know, you were both same goal, win the championship, but every sport is different in how you're supposed to react after.
I don't know. I don't know why it's different.
Well, it's also what kind of makes these sports unique is that every sport is unique. That's another reason why hockey's the greatest. It's the only sport where they give the trophy to the player, not the freaking owner.
Yeah. Well, that leads to another topic we'll get into a little bit later on. But yes, to me, not a federal crime.
No, it's
not. I think you're a little bit more worked up about it than I am.
A little bit, but not too crazy.
Do you understand my point, though?
Yeah.
The game's gotten soft.
Yes, absolutely.
248-539-9797. Jay is in White Lake, and he's next. Hello, Jay.
Hey, boys. How are you?
What's up?
Well, so, Doug, you kind of deep-sixed my chump just now.
Sorry.
And Well, no. But you made some really good points, actually. And I'm sitting here. I'll start with my chump was going to be Wemby, and I feel like he stepped in it a couple of times. I thought the comments that he made at the end, you know, about, well, we lost, but we dominated them every game, and we made our own mistakes, and blah blah blah. Sometimes I think I'd rather show grace than be right, because he is right. But I just thought, after you get beat 4-1, maybe don't say that. Maybe save it for a few days. I thought that was a little classless. And I was going to include the fact that he didn't dap up Brunson at the end of the game, because it did bother me. But the points you just made were actually pretty valid. So when I really think about it, I love a good, nasty rivalry in any sport. And, you know, so I'm gonna retract that last part of my chump based on your comments, Doug. But my champ, has got to be the Canes. I'll tell you what, not only did they win the Stanley Cup, but that game last night, the speed at which that team played that hockey game, and it was like there were magnets on their sticks. The puck movement, the speed, it's like, who knew that there was a secret seventh gear to these guys? They just so badly outskated Vegas, in my opinion, that I from the first drop of the puck, I don't think Vegas had a chance. I watch a lot of hockey, and I haven't seen that kind of pace in a hockey game, and I can't remember how long. I was blown away by it.
I thought a lot of the playoffs were like that to a certain extent, and it also, to localize it a little bit, makes you really realize when you watch these playoffs that the Red Wings basically play a completely different sport.
I was just going to say that the only sad part for me was I'm watching these guys go to work last night, and in the multiple times I thought to myself, oh man, we wouldn't last. We wouldn't last a minute up against this. And that, you know, that kind of sucks to see that. But yeah, they were on a whole nother level last night. I thought it was a brilliantly played game. I could have done without Brind'Amour taking his shirt off in the locker room, but you know, hey, God bless him. He's hoisting the cup, you know. But yeah, the Canes are definitely my champ.
So dominant performance. They go 16-3.
Yes,
in the postseason.
That was almost going to be my stat of the day, because the New York Knicks also went 16-3.
Oh wow, I didn't realize that. The last team to take that few games to win a Stanley Cup. Take it back to 1988, the Edmonton Oilers.
Wow,
who did it in 18 games? Those are dominant. Dominant runs.
Yeah. And, you know, Carolina, you know, Staal wins the Conn Smythe, and rightfully so. He set the tone from the first drop of the puck of their first playoff game against Ottawa. Him and Brady Tkachuk went at it.
Yeah.
And that set the tone for them. And it also, and even you can talk about the Knicks series, the Knicks playoff run too, this whole rest, you know, is it better to be rested or you want to keep playing momentum? Because both these teams had major segments of times off because they swept everybody
right
for most of their playoff run.
248-539-9797. It's the kind of run you dream of as a fan, not particularly fan of either team that just won it all, so don't really care all that much. But all right, champ of the weekend is Lewis Hamilton for winning the Barcelona Grand Prix by 20 seconds over his closest rival. Chump of the weekend, the San Antonio Spurs for choking away so many leads in the NBA Finals. That's from Bob.
I think that's an example. With the chump, I don't know enough about F1. Yeah. I mean, I know Lewis Hamilton is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Spurs are a young team.
Yeah.
And in theory, you think it's the beginning of a long run, but it may not be. But I think their youth showed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Champ Miz for the Brewers, Chump Hinch and Harris, whoever thinks Jamai Jones ever should see the field again in a Tiger jersey.
Miz is unbelievable.
Yeah, and as far as the Jamai Jones thing, I will be shocked. They got Houston. If Jamai doesn't like really break out of it in Houston, I'll be shocked if he's with the Tigers next weekend. I think AJ covertly laid out the plan that he had two more series where he will get opportunities knowing the righty-lefty matchups. And he keeps saying in every interview, hey, he's got to produce. And I don't think he publicly come out and say, unless this guy does something in the next six games, we're going to cut him. But I think he would
never say that.
No, I think the clues are there.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Champ, the New York Knicks are breaking a 53-year drought and beating the league darling Wemby, who could do no wrong. Champ, AJ Hinch, stop with the lineup manipulation. If I see Vierling hitting again of Green or Dingo again, I'm done until he's fired. Also enough with Jemai, MF, and Jones. That's from Nate in Royal Oak. Well, he's answered the Jemai Jones question, and he did it on the air last week when the morning show had him on. They had a really good conversation. They're very pointed about Jemai Jones, and I think he said, look, we have an expectation for what a guy in his role needs to do, and he needs to do it. And they're giving him his opportunities to sink or swim, and he is sinking. As far as the Green ahead of Vierling ahead of Green thing, I did not see any postgame where he addressed it. Usually when asked about the lineup, he does a good job of addressing what he's thinking. I apologize, though. I did not see what he said. 248-539-9797. All right. People say they want this player. An NBA insider lays out what it might take to get him. And it ain't cheap. We'll get to that today at 11:20. Carson Anderson on 97.1.